We have, today's topic is, we're going to try to finish with these the first segment of the Maram HaKomos that we gave out yesterday. We'd like to finish it today, if possible. And one of the main themes over here is the idea of Halach Achar HaPogum, Halach Achar HaZochar. And we never really finished the whole Gemara. So let's do it now. The Gemara says over here on Daf Ayin Chesem Aleph, we got as far as the machlokos in Rabba and Rabdimi within Rabbi Yochanan. We saw the machlokos in Rambam and the Ramban within Rabdimi. We follow the mother only lechumra. Or do we follow the mother even lekula? First one is the Rambam, second is the Ramban. Elohod Rabbi Yochanan, hifrish chatas muberes v'yolda, rotzam miskaper bo, rotzam miskaper bevloda. Wait, stop, everything. What do you mean, ubo lavi, what's to do with anything? Where did you find anywhere in the tsugi until now, ubo yerechimo? It sounds like it's all of a sudden, there's some kind of a previous conception about ubo yerech or lavi yerechimo, and all of a sudden they're just assuming it, as a kasha on it. What's the kasha? I'm asking a shayla, our boss. You learned the Gemara, yeah.
Presumably, that in fact we're going after the mother, it's saying that we're ubar yerechimo.
Oh, very good. There's an unwritten and unspoken assumption. You follow the mother. Who says that? It's Rav Dimi Shita. Rav Dimi says what? Basar ime shadinale. Presumably, it's based upon the principle of ubar yerechimo. Correct the Gemara. It's not true. Why? If Ubalav Yerechimo, now notice we made a slight. Now, how does it say in the Pasuk? Umosar ha'odam and ha'behema oyen ki ha'kol havel. I mean, that's what happened over here. We just sort of slid from an odam into a behema, right? That's what happens. That's unbelievable what just happened over here. Okay. Either Yerech or not Yerech. It's a difference to see. The reproductive system is fundamentally the same for a mammal and for a human being. Fundamentally, it's true. Okay? That's the biologist. Fundamentally true. So therefore, Iyamit Bishlam Ubalav Yerechimahu Havalik Mafishtechatol Sachrayas. Vyam Bravo Shilam Hivishtechatol Sachrayas Tinskapa Biachas Mamashnir Tira. The two separate entities, the mother and the fetus. Ubalav Yerechimahu, fine. Eliyamit Ubal Yerechimahu, which is presumably the reason for Abdimi, that what? Shadina Basa Ime, Havalek Vlad Chatas. So therefore there's only one Chatas, that's the mother. The fetus is the Vlad Chatas. Uvlad Chatas, the Misazil. Ishtik. What a bombshell kasha from left field. Oh, they're talking about behemoth. Bombshell. Amalei, Dilma Shani Hassan. Dichsiv asher yivoldu hakosuv tolo'o b'leida. What does that mean? So Rashi b'leida halach achar ha'aim. Don't tell me pshat shadina basa'ime is based on the general principle of uba yerechimo. No! The olam uba what is lav yerechimo. I over here, why shadina basa'ime? Akzeres hakosuv, asher yivoldu atol kosuv tlo b'leida. Rashi alach acharein. Shoyn. So we can have the best of all worlds. Ubalav yerechimo. At the same time, you still follow the mother because of akzeres hakosuv. Amalei, and it gets a little bit of kafna chazisa l'reishach b'ni amudi. Like Rashi odav choshev b'ni amudi. Heicha degarsi, we're learning. What does that mean? We follow the word Asher Yivoldu. Again, Rashi. In other words, it's not you made it up. That was the Mesorah from Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. It says the Gemara. Hobi Alma, Basar Avua, Shadina Lei. Okay, normally we do not say, again, in our Ivra, we do not say Uba Yerechimo. Frek the Gemara, this we should know from months ago, or I've also remember this Gemara last few lines. Ah, we went to town with this. Hello, Domarova, Menochis, Muberish, and Isgaira. But no, ain't Tzorach Tvila, Amai ain't Tzorach Tvila. What does that mean? Ain't Tzorach Tvila, the Shemgeris, the Sakale Tvila, the Ime. What does that mean? If you hold what, Rabosai? Ubi Yerechimo, Pshita. Ubi Yerechimo. So the mother is Megaya, so her finger was Megaya, her nose was Megaya, and so was her Uber Megaya. Like another finger. But if you hold Lav Yerechimo, we're saying now, so how does it work? Vechitemo. Should Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak, last line, V'atorah Rubo Makbet Alef Chotz, V'shem Makbet Alef Chotz, Rashi, V'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, etc. V'ochalo Kopit, by Chatzisa. There's no Kepeda in the Chatzitza and Hilchas Tevila, right? Why? The hive blood of the Revisehu, Afgadam Ahosam, Gozra, Arubo, Shem Makbet, Hochul, Kimna Adoraisa. So with the Raisa, it's good. Because it's a rubo shena makbit, frek the gemara and chesamid beis, frek the heliga gemara. V'omer avkana lo shana b'alav rubo, avol kulo chotzeitz means even if what, even if it's no makbit. Rashi avkana lo makbit v'hocha kulo hud mechusa. Answers the gemara, shani uber da hainu revise v'lav chatzitzu. Got an impression from this gemara until now. Uber's lav yerech imo. And therefore, there's this need for a separate Maisa Tevila on the Uber, because it's not Yerechimo, and you have it. Either mother's in the way, mother's not in the way. Not a Chatzitza. Adka. Let's finish up the Sugya. I'll come back to all these things, of course. Ki Osir Avina and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's a third version. Rabosa, we had Rav named Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dima named Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have Ravina named Rabbi Yochanan. But almost, I mean, it's not directly referred to the case directly, of what? A Mitzri Rishon, who marries a Mitzri Shnia, things of this nature, or Mitzri's, actually the Gemara is referring to on Amud Aleph, Mitzri Shenish, and Mitzri Rishona, that's what Rabbah and Ravdim were talking about directly. Ravdim is more general. What's the famous rule? World famous rule. Bu'umos halach achar hazachar. Rashi, bu'umos, Sheva umos niloschai kol neshama lach achar azchorim can the first to come on nis gairu halach achar apogim shebishneim yuchsin can the first says the gemara umos halach achar azochar can tanya minayin lechem in umos shebo alak nanis beholded ben shatar vashor neknos obiyevet shenemar gam ibnei atos shavim agorim mimochem mehem tiknu evet yavad pasuk yochal afilu. Period. So, how's it possible? Says Rashi. Lechem ben umos einem yishev umos einem bechalos chayak on the shama. That the royal also be'ever viyata mitzuvah la'amiso. The shadina lay bosar ima, a bosar avua. Excuse me. Talmud bnei atoshavim shabo me umos acherim v'nasu avosam toshavim b'mkom chem. They're really from out of town, right? From out of town, and they're not from the Sheva Umos. Even though the mother is a local, doesn't matter. Follow the father. Yochal afilum echem and aknanim shabu alachas mena umos from other umos. Beholded ben shatirah shalik knows ever because of the mother. Talmud loma no. Asher holidu biartzachem mina noladim biartzachem lo minha garim biartzachem. Rashi mina noladim biartzachem imo meartzachem. V'yolodetu shom v'lo men agorim bi'artzachem sh'nolu b'mokom acher sh'imo men asharumos v'chakach b'lovo etzalaviv bi'artzachem. Yeah, derech ish l'yos b'mkoma v'derech ish l'galos hilkach ha'nolodim bi'eretz v'adai imo b'shiv v'umos avo nolodim b'mokom acher v'adai imo b'sharumos v'mistarba k'imatin ukro hecha de'oviv k'nani. So you follow the father in determining whether the child is from shiv v'umos or not in both directions. Fine. This guy was Dr. Gemara, halach achra pokim shebishneim, says the Gemara b'mai, ilema b'mitzri shenasa amonis. Look very carefully now. A mitzri married an amonis, we follow the pokim b'shneim. My pokim shebishneim, isbo. What's the pokim shebishneim? Rashi. Ilema b'mitzri shenasa amonis, v'koma shadin and zaram, achra av. Da filu Yolda Nekeva Asura Gimel Doros. Velo Shadina Lo Basar Ima. Lemishri Le Alta Damoni Velo Mohanis. Velo Amonis. My pogum shebishneem ika the mashma the shneem pogumim. El she ze pogum mizeh. No, ho amonis lo poguma midi. The amoni uksiv lo amonis. You can't call an amonis a poguma. Pogum is the greater pogum. No, this she's not pogum at all. So what's the case? Hello, ba amoni she nasa mitzris. Okay. Ba'amoni shenasa mitzris. What does that mean? Rashi. The shneim pegumim. The mitzris rishona asura. So what do you follow pegumim shebishneim? Izachar havi shadya basar amoni. Izachar hu im yivolam zachar shebas amoni. V'yayasa liyola. V'yi nekeva havi shadya basar mitzris. Says Rashi. But the mitzvah shnia of asur li Yisrael, lotash to lotashadi baser amoni lish to real alta b'shem amonis. Ad kan rabosa the gemara over here on ayin ches amid beis. So let's ask a question, rabosa. I wish somebody asked me this question yesterday at the Turi Evan. Why can't we ask the question against Ravina? Ravina seems to be saying in this situation where an amoni and a mitzvah get together. So we say that have lad holeth achar apogam. Didn't the Mishnah say beferish and kiddushin? Kol mokom. I'll read it again. We read it yesterday in Shia. We'll read it again. Samach vav amud beis. Kol mokom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera have lad holeth achar apogam. They give examples. Right? Amar the Kohen Gadol, Gushel was Kohen Hedyot, Mamzer Sinli Yisrael, by Yisrael is also the Mamzer Lenosin, etc. Said Beferish, Bepshuto, when do you say you follow the pogrom? Is only when? When what? Yesh Kiddushin v'yesh Avera. Over here, is there an Avera? I'm also asking a Shaila. Is there an Avera when the Amoni is no say a mitzvah? What do you say? Is that included in the case of an Avera? Pashtus not. It says in the Mishnah in Masechta Kiddushin on Daf Samach Tes. What does it say? It says, Geirei Cheruri Mamzeri Nesini Shtuki Vasufi Kula Mutaran Lavo Zevozeh. All these cases, they're permitted to marry one another. On a simple level, the Amoni is permitted to marry a mitzvah, and afal pikein, the din is halach hachar apogam shebishneim. Who asked me the kasha? Someone asked my kasha in Shia yesterday. It's against the before she commit to Mishnah. I don't know the answer to the question, but maybe the answer is as follows: the lashon of the Mishnah, Rav Osai, is halach hachar apogam. One is kosher completely, and one is pogum. That's only said when yesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. The lashon of Ravina is halach achar hapogum shebishneim, means they're both pegumim. So when they're both pegumim, perhaps the principle applies even if there's no avera. That's just what I'm suggesting as a possibility to the question which was raised yesterday. They might answer the question of the Turi Evan as well. I'm just making a suggestion. Ad kan rabosis and baruch Hashem, we finished learning the Gemara with the Rashi. I have to analyze this a little bit more carefully. Based upon the sodas we were discussing a little bit yesterday. Okay, we go back again. We sort of made short shrift because we were out of time yesterday. Let's look at it a little bit more carefully. The Gemara on the Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Where the Gemara says, Mitzris Muberesh in Iskaira. The Gemara says, you might have thought, He Uvloda, He Ubnochad. That the child that's born to a woman, a mitzvah who converts while she's pregnant, has the status of a mitzri sheni. So we started reading from the Minchas Chinuch yesterday. I wanted to we just sort of jumped, didn't have a chance to even finish it. Simen Tov Kuv Samach Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch has the following question. I'm going to read the words, his thoughts of by saying an avdei meluim. What about if mandam uba lav yerechimo? Should be as if he's megayer himself, so he should be considered to be a rishon. Somebody asked that question yesterday. Am I correct? These are all questions which Talmidim asked yesterday. Somebody asked. U.S. Itzchak. Pretty sure. All your questions are good questions. That question is the avdei meluim's question. In Siman Dalet of Kohen Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch quotes right at the beginning of Tov Kuf Samach Gimel Os Hey. Then he quotes Rabbi Osai, our Gemara. Okay. He starts with the last Gemara that we saw. Our Gemara, I am Chesem and Beis. Amoni Shinosim Mitzvahs, Avlad Amoni, and Lehepech. That's a German account. The Be'umos Halachach and Arzach. This Gairu, Pamash Abishneim. Zok the Minchat Sinech Venerali. Is that daf im anol that have vlad vahoy so aim nochris have vlad holech akrov? Right, be umos halach achara zocher. Aval im aim this gaya bodem uberes, da vlad ger, as we see in the ayin chesem and aleph, answer of tvila, have vlad holech achara aim. Both sides, think a chiddish. Lo mi boy, you say ubi erachimo. And the vlad like echad may have a ref. Afilum lav yerechimo. Kamekam nirali. Listen carefully. The hayichus eino elo benolad. Avol b'mei eimo. Eino misyaches achrov. You know what's going on? Amazingly, amazing. The yichus between father and son does not take effect upon conception, which of course is the biological cause and effect, but only upon the birth of the child. Pile ploim. From this gaira ha'aim, ha'vlad holech achareho. Because now it's this gairu. It's on this gairu, has a different status as be'umos. Amazing. And therefore, v'im amoni nosim isharumos, im yolda kodosh in this gairu, ho ya'vlad amoni for sure. Achosh in this gairu, bodem uberes, ha'vlad kosher gomur. And fakert, im echad mehumas nasam mitzris, im yolda begiyusa hoya havlad kosher, ach in this gaya bodem uberes, havlad holech acharea, havlad mitzvisheni. Amazing. That's what he says. I'll show you in a minute a proof to it. Umiloshin agamara, which means the mechas chinuch, mitzris muberes in this gaya, ena mevush in this abami mitzri. Doesn't say it. It doesn't say with fairish. Who is the father? Who is the father? Doesn't say. The Chinuch tells who the father is. Mitzvi shenasa mitzvus v'nizgayu b'adam uberes havlad sheni. So he says, Rabosai, that the father is a mitzvi, but the Gemara didn't say so. The Chinuch said so. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Gemara didn't say so. He says as follows. Ena mavua shenisabim mitzri, dimi sharumos havlad kosher, havle lefarish nisabim mitzri, as the chinuch did. The gamet is sus when the erudach on mitzvahs, hafil nisabim is nus, dina hachi, davlad mitzri sheni. Velom ala armina, davlad kosher, the rov humus ksheri. I'm skipping a little bit. If there's conversion, you can no longer say Be'umos halach achar ha zochar. Therefore, there's no need for the Gemara to say mitzvus nubesh mi mitzri. Doesn't matter from where. It doesn't matter. Adkan, this is all Menchas Chinuch, Tov Kuf Samach Gimel, Sivkot and Hey. Where do you find this concept, Rabosai, that counterintuitively, that although the biological connection between the father and the child is only at conception, but the halakhic status of relationship only starts with birth? It's almost, turn to the Rashash on Samach Zayin Amanav. The Rashash, Rabosai, Samach Zayin Amanav. In our print, in the Gemara, you'll find it on page Lamed Dalet. He discusses there, what about the following case, Rabbi Osi? You know, the halacha status of a woman who's married to a Kohen is that even though she comes from a family of Israelim, she may eat truma. That's fine. What happens if she is widowed? She's widowed. What happens then? Goes back to be a non-Kohen, and then she can no longer eat truma. What if she has a child? B'noma achilosh, right? No. Says the Rashash Anat Gemara, Sam of Zayin Aman Aleph, this is false. He says, based upon a Mishnah, Ve'eno Machil, an Uber is Eno Machil. Why? Uber B'mei Zara Zarhu, V'yesa Eim, Afilu Zara Zar Machil. He says, Kevin Shuadai B'meiyeha, once he's born, he's his father's son. Until he's born, he's his mother's pinky. Just using it to wake everybody up. A pinky. Yerachima. All right? Not sure what the word Yerach means exactly. Anyway, fine. Umi taima nami eno machalas imo. From the Lo Nikra Adayin Zera Kohen. That's ISO we saw in Minchas Chinuch. It's not considered your father's son until you're born. That's remarkable. Certainly if Uba Yerachimo, maybe even if Uba Lav Yerachimo. This is what is said over here in the Minchas Chinuch, and this is what is said over here in the Rashash. Fine. Now, Rabosai, since we mentioned before the word Avnei Meluim, we're going to open up the Avnei Meluim. See what Avnei Meluim says? Avnei Meluim, the Gedolei Olam. We begin Avnei Meluim in Siman Dalet. Siv Katan Hey. He quotes a Ritva. He quotes a Ritva. The Ritva is not here, it's in Kiddush. Kol Mokom Asuya Mai. Lema lasuya Yisrael shenasa mitzvus rishona. The yesh kiddushin, the yesh avera, v'havlad holich achar apogum, v'havlad mitzvus shenim ipogum. So why did the Gemara include that? Ikolamema enochinami. Liravdimi the posel of mitzvus shenim shenasa mitzvus rishona. The koshken the posel nami. Baha. Why? The Yesh Aveira, more likely to go foul than the Pogum, after Tibutzi Hochi. Abladivre Rabbah, Abba Babachana, the Machshim and Mitzvah Shainish and Otzim Mitzvah Shishona, as we saw in Agamonai and Chesam and Aleph, Efshar, catch this now, to Adin, the Baha Nami, what? What's Honami? Yisrael Shanosa Mitzvahs, Havbna Kosher. No kosher, and therefore the Gemara goes going to Rabbi Melchana and cannot say Lasuya Yisrael Shanosam Mitzvus Rishona Avlad Pogam, because in fact Avlad is kosher. So writes the Ritva here in Kiddushin. What's the obvious question, Rabbi Osai? Why don't you say Halach Achar HaPogam Tmihani Afilu Rabbi Melchana the Sfilah the Mitzvus Sheni Shanosam Mitzvus Rishona. As in the bus of the day, hi nu dafka mitzvah shenasa mitzvahs, aval amoni shenasa mitzvahs, as in the bus of pogum shebishneim. That we saw the Gemara, we saw it ourselves just now on Ein Chesem Advance. What's the reason? Says Rashi in Kiddushin Sam of Zion, umutolisi Yisraelis, kevin the yesh kiddushin ve'en aveira leveis avosim kamina beki Yisrael. When it's yesh kiddushin ve'en aveira, then he fell based avos. Oh, the Amina biyavomus lahem alachach apsulon. Hainu leinyan Yisrael shenasa mitzris o mitzri shenasa Yisraelis. Yesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira. Right, and therefore you follow the pogum. For mitzri and mitzris, no, because there's no aveira. Or tavayel hem kamina be as the mashal phrased it. Mashah quoted this phrase from Rashi. We saw this yesterday in Shia. We read the Mashah. And he quotes the Tosis as well. He says, when the two Amamin, you can say, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-posel. But the Shnei Me'amecha, we saw that answer yesterday also. Again, you don't say it. Im Kain, Avnei Melun. B'Yisrael Shenosa Mitzris, Vadai Azlinan Basar Ha-Poglum. Why? Number one, Eino Me'amecha. And you say, ha-ha-ha-ha-posel. Ukemo b'mamzer, d'chsiv lo alach achar apostel. It's another Gemara in Ayin Chesem and Aleph. D'Yisrael nasa mamzeres havlad mamzer. So by the same token, if a Yisrael nasa mitzris, child should be apostel. Alach achar apogum. He doesn't understand the Ritva. Mefurish Ritva, it sounds like it's against the Gemara. And the Avnei Melun has no teretz to this kasha. Has no teretz, he has the kasha, and gives absolutely no teretz. What's the difference between Yisrael and Mitzris and Yisrael and Mamzeres? Yisrael and Mamzeres, we say, the Vlad is puzzle, and Yisrael and Mitzris should also be puzzle. Why should it be kosher, as the Ritva says according to Rabba? That's the kasha of the Avnei Melun. Tremendous kasha. So there's a footnote here. Footnote 21, written by it's called Milui Chosam. I saw something similar in the Mesifta Gemara, according from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, as a quotation on this, something very similar. This is as follows. We do what he says over here in this footnote. What do you mean, Amechod? You don't say halachachar apogum. Kan ein ha-she'elo im yeshel of shem mitzri olo. Ela da she'elo b'minyan doros. Na v'sheni o shlishi. V'ze lo mahani adin halachachar apogum. Lo madi esheni. Adin achar apogum urak lo mar eiz shem yesholo. Amoni, o mamzer, etc. Aval kan Titzrichim on a loma the yeshel of Shem Sheni, was a lo nichla badin halach achar apogum. Says the Ritva, so too Yisrael the Baal Amitzris. Kevin shekana fil shenema sholach achar apogum, the yeshel of Shem Mitzri, granted, avlakati lo yiposel, at shenoma yeshel of Shem Sheni, was a lo nichla halach achar apogum. Imkein legabe ashela ezad dor hu. What's Yisrael? The Hainu Shlishi. Hainu Aviv Harelogarmi Shlishi. Aladi Abadifamine. If a Shani marries a Shlishi, excuse me. If a Rishon, Mitzri Rishon marries a. Back to the Gemara, Bosa. It's always important to see the Gemara. So this is the issue. So enough. Ayin Chesem and Aleph. That's what they're talking about. Rabba Shita. What exactly is Rabba Shita? One more time. Rabba said what? Look inside. Rabba Barchana. What did he say? Go on to Rabbi Yochanan. Look inside. What did he say? Mitzri Sheini Shanas. Mitzri Shishona. Bino Shalishi. Says the footnote here. What about Yisra Shanas. Mitzri Shishona. Should certainly be Bino Shalishi. Which is Mutter. I Pogum? No. Pogum is only you want to give it a Shem Mitzri? Granted, Shem Mitzri. But it's a Mitzri Shlishi plus. If the father's a Sheni, the father's a Sheni and the mother's a Rishona, the kid's Shlishi, the father's a Yisrael Kosh, it's only better, not worse. That's how they answer over here the question of the Avnei Melun left with no teretz whatsoever. And footnote 21 gives that teretz. Okay, fine. Now, Rabosai. It's important to understand where did Rabbi get his Rabbi Bachana get his point? Where did he get it from? So we already saw the Rashi, Limishbachosam, Leves Avosam. That's where he gets it from. Good. Limishbachosam, Leves Avosam. Good. So now, Rabosai, here is the question. Ravina, I asked this question before. Ravina, on Afayin Chesem and Beis, how does he quote unquote relate, if I may use that expression? He's quoting Rav Yochanan. How does he relate to his colleagues, Rav Dimi and Rabba Bar Chana, who also quote Rav Yochanan? So I wanted to read you some of the words of the Vilna Gaon. It's on the Ma'ar Makomos. I'm not sure if you saw it yet. We'll see it now together. The Vilna Gaon here in Siman Daled and Evan Ezer, Sifkot Yud Gimel. It's quite a lengthy piece. He quotes the Machlokas as a Machaber between the Ramban and the Rambam. I wonder if, you know, this may be helpful if you see it inside. It's always good to see things inside. If we have it in the back in the Hamole. 1 second. It's here. Rabosa, take a look inside. Always good to see inside. Please turn to page Lamed Beis in a Mishpat Hamole. Simen Dalet, Rabosa, Sivov. Let's look inside together. Rabosa, ever look inside. You all have it. Should have it. Simen Dalet, Sivov. Nizgaira, Achas Me'elu, Venisis, Liestrolosh, Nizgaira, Echad Me'elu, Venisis, Venosi, She Israelis, Havlad Holek, Achar Apostle. Zal Gemara, Lefichach. Ger Amoni or Mitzri Sheni Shenosabas Israel Habas Ksheira Afilu the Kuhuna Shachar Ezemem Shenelechi Ksheira Hava Mitzri Sheni Shenosam Mitzris Rishona Havlad Sheni. We passing like Avdimi Havlad Sheni. Right? Why is Havlad Sheni? You follow the mother. Why? One of two reasons. Either Uba Yerech Imo or Zerasakosav Asher Yivoldom. Mitzri Rishon Shenasa Mitzri Shniya Fakert Yesh Omrim Havlad Shlishi. That's the Ramban. It's quoted in Magad Mishnah. Ulha Rambam Havlad Sheni. We saw this yesterday. This is chazering over again. So on this din, the Vilna Gaon has a lengthy piece. It's different Likutim from different Maduras of the Gra. There's even an interesting bracketed comment here. Arba likutim hayu. There were four different versions of the Gra, and he put them one after the other, etc. Hagos Maharim. I'm sure there is one of the editors of the Biurei Hagra. Okay, where did he get it from? Oh, Tzvaras Rambam. Vidaminen Ayn Chesem Beis Nisgairu Halach Achar Hapogum. The reason for the Rambam. We asked the Kasha before, right? How can it be that the Gemara is pilpuling on Amud Aleph? Mitzri Rishon and Mitzri Shnia. Who do you follow? Mitzri Sheni, Mitzri Rishon. Who do you follow? Sevarach HaPogum. Give three Teruchim yesterday. You know what the Gemara says? You know what Ravina's Teruch is? Yes! You do say Sevarach HaPogum. And the Rabbah passes like Ravina. So Ravina really is going head to head with his two colleagues. So you're both wrong. You forgot the most obvious rule. Havlad Holich Achara Pogum. Why didn't they say Lad Achara Pogum? We have three Terutim yesterday. They're both Lahem. There's no Aveira. It's not two Umos. That bad Purim Teres Ravina. Wake the guys up. It's all wrong. You do say Havlad Achara Pogum, yes?
What about
Asher Yivaldu? Yeah, there's an ultimate. I'm going to hold from that drush. Wrong. Sure. Shoot the shemikr. Don't make any drush. That's what Ravina says. 1 sec. Yes, it's true. Others say only by Shnei Amamin. That's Rav Dimi. According to the Rambam, it works out very nicely. Ravina disagrees fundamentally. Asi Lafluge. He has to cash them. What do you mean, Kiyasi Ravina? Meridik Agra. The Gra is Meridik. You know, according to the rest of the world, except for this Gra, this is a new sugya. The machlokes between Ravdimi and Rabba Barbachana. And then Ravdimi has a totally different din. What do you mean, Kiyasi? What does Kiyasi mean? Kiyasi Ravina. What Kiyasi Ravina? Not doing anything. No! He came into the base Medrash and started yelling. Rabbi Bachana, you're wrong. Rav Dimi, you're wrong. I'm right. I'm going to choose the court, Rabbi Yochanan. You're all full of. Yeah. So the real Pshet is Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum. That's all. He argues. I asked him before, it's against the Mishnah. That's my Kasha. It's against the Mishnah. I look for someone to ask his Kasha. The Mishnah says, so then maybe a distinction between that halacha like a pogum when one is kosher, and he's be careful to add a word. Halacha like a pogum shebishneim. That's my contribution to this, because you asked me the question yesterday, so that's my contribution, true or not. But that's what the Gemara says. Masha kosher, again. Against Tosfos Mechametin, two Omas and one Oma. Divir Am Nechon Amad Ma'od. He likes it because he was Shalmi. The Vilna Gaon, Rabosai. The Vilna Gaon. They didn't call the Vilna Gaon for nothing. This is Pshat Rambam. Meirudik. Okay, just wanted to bring it to your attention. If you haven't read it yet, just feel free to see it. And that's what he said. That's the Grah. It's interesting, I so quoted, that the Keren Ora says, the Machlokes Rabbim and Ramban depends upon what is the reason that we say it follows the mother. If it's Uba Yerech Imo, it follows the mother Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra. That's Ramban Shita. Add my own footnote. Who remembers when we learned that Ramban back in the Yevamah Staf Mem Zayin, we came out of the Maskana that the Ramban had no choice but to paskin Uba Yerech Imo. Otherwise, they're going to be Stam and Gemaras and Bukharis and Mishnais, which are not going to work out. If you remember, this Gemara holds Lav Yerech Imo, paskin Uba Yerech Imo. So it works out great. However, the Rambam said that cause of tlo b'leda. It's only l'chumra, not l'kula. That's the Rambam Shita. So writes the Keren Ora. It's a different. He doesn't go with the Vilna Gaon's malach. It's his own mahalach. Now we go back Rabosai to Yitzchok's other kasha, which I told you is the Avnei Melum's kasha in Simon Dalet. This is Sifkot and Beis. Everything Yitzchok is on a roll. Yes, a lot of gavaldik kashas yesterday. Meiridik. Listen to this kasha. Back to Avnei Melum. Back to Avnei Melum. Sim and Dalin, Sivkot and Beis. Okay, Kotzal Gemara, Uberes Nishin's Gaira, Beno Sheini. Right? Yemar says, Beno Ein Tzorach Tvila. Go through the whole Gemara. Mavur de Lamandaba Ubalav Yerechimo, Ha de Uber Ein Tzorach Tvila, Lavishim Tvila de Imei, Elimishum, Tvilas uber atzma kshetov l'imo kshem d'lav chatzisa t'hayna revise says Avnei Melum, those who have a good memory ulefizeh im higdil yochol limchos k'mo beger katan shemad bilan elso de yochol limchos k'she yaglok subas taf yod alef v'im kain ho uber d'havi mishem geiris atzmo ro'olios mitzri rishon shenis gai b'fnei atzma yokashe. Because the Amai have even a sheni. The name over Yerachim and Umach was Tfilas Imo Aviger and Kain the Chinola have a sheni limo. Alan Ubalav Yerachimo, Benel Geras Atmo, Royalios Rishin, Mamish Yitzchok Skasha, Befavish and Avnei Meluim. What a Gavaldic Akash. What a Gavaldic Akash. Sarah Loma. Afal Gav, the Hu Ayade Geras Atmo. Komako came and the Nolan Mimitzis Vishona Aslina Basaleda Bahavale Shani. Boop. Doesn't matter. Even though it's his own Geiris and his mother is a Mitzris Rishon, he by definition is a Shani. That's what he says. That's what he says. That's a major Chiddush. Not exactly understandable completely.
What else can you say?
Oh, what else can you say? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky to the rescue again. Rescue again. He says it's false. He says, this goes back to the Lomdus of a long time ago. We spoke about it months ago. Avnei Meluim, you're wrong. You're wrong. He said, Ha'uber Yachol Limchol Shiagdil. Absolutely incorrect, says Shmuel Radovsky. Wrong. Wrong. What do you mean? What do you mean? But Uber Lav Yerechimo, it's his own Geiris. He says, with respect to the das of Geirus, everyone agrees that uber yerech imo. In other words, das is not something which is physical. Das is mental. When it comes to mental, so there, it's one. The mother and the fetus is one unit. You don't need zochel and other shlomo fun of as far as that is concerned. Perhaps even what he calls a chalos geirus is one. Ubalav yerech imo, they're separate. Maisa geirus. Do you remember we had this lumbus a long time ago? So therefore, that will explain since the das geirus is the mother's. Perhaps even the chalos geirus is the mother's. We understand very well why the child is a mitzri sheni, different than avni melu. So now, Rabosai, we go back to the original question. Davnei Melum's kasha against the Ritva, we mentioned a few minutes ago. What do you do with that kasha? So I wanted to tell you, to share with you the wisdom of the footnote on the Ritva. I'll read it to you from here. It's on one of those bracketed footnotes on the Maram Akomas, which are, you know, Kedak, or this, the Machaber here is a Goyin Olam. It says many wonderful and even original and insights we should look at. Okay. Rabosai, I'm reading you the Ritva, it's on the Maram Akomas. B'no shlishi havi kosher. V'im toma, ha-katoni b'braisa lehem alachach ha-psulam. The kasha from yesterday. Yesh loma, d'abba b'chana sover, hiva mitzri shenosa bas Yisrael, shabiyosan b'aveo! That's the Torah we quoted from the Rashi yesterday. Ritva is exactly the same Torah. Rashi had the same Torah in Kiddushin. Avo b'shanos mitzvah she'en b'yosam aveira ho chanach ha-razochor. And he quotes enough from the Mishnah in Kiddushin. So he quotes the Ritva in Kiddushin. What does he say? According to Rabba, Yisrael shanos mitzvah shishona, maybe the Vladis Kosher you follow the father. Right? And the question he quotes Avnei Meluim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Halach Achar Apostle. So here also, Halach Achar Apostle. That's the kasha of the Avnei Meluim. Ulei Eshloman. I read the words are important over here. Rabosai, the words are important. Every word is important. But here especially, pay attention to this, what he says. The kasha was the Ritva. Yeah? And we quoted an answer from the footnote 21, that Rav Shmuel says the same thing. Their technical answer that you can't do the generations within Mitzri, and you can't go with that Malach of Achar HaPogam. He's a much more fundamental answer. Listen to this answer. Ulei Shloma. They call Hach Yisod Lomar. The Lemishpachosam Levesav also. The Mafkia Midin Halach Achar Psula. Haino Bechagon Psul Mitzri. The Yisod Psulon Upgamon, quotation marks, Machmas Yichuson, close quote. The Misyapsim Lemitri. V'yaftin is Gairu, Mikomakom, and in Psulon, the call, Lobotel Yichuson. V'lochain so Rabbi Machana Misvara, the Mahani Bazel, and Mishmachosan, be Yisrael, Sheboal, Hamitris, Lomar, Delahem Achapsulon Lokoi El Al Mitzvish Nasi Israelis. Fine. For the Shvachos and the Beis Avosa. So therefore, Avosai, in the case of Yisrael and the Mitzvah, is a kid's kush. Father of Yisrael. Masha Enken, listen very carefully, this is the most important punchline. Mamzeres, the Yisod Psula Upgama. Eino machmas yichusa ela psul atzmi lachain kevan shenemar halach achar psulon baze ein svara loma de yoel mishpachosam leveis avosam lahafkia psulon. End quote. What did he say over here? Something deep. The nature of not all psulim are created equal. Most of the psulim which are related to the nationality of it is called psul yuchsin. But when it comes to mamzer, that's an intrinsic psul. An intrinsic psul. Not machas mi yuchosan. Not at all. Mamzer is what he called over here, psul atzmi. A psul atzmi, alachach psulan, the mishpachos and the Beis Avosim will not work to undo it. That's what he says. Keep that in mind. In footnote 645, he tries to explain the lashon of the Ramban that way. You don't have it in front of you, but you look, you see, I think it's a deep, and hopefully, either today, or I hope to finish this today, we'll get to where this may come up, Hamash Halacha Lemaisa, an amazing case. Now, Rabbos, I wanted to show you, we saw yesterday, the Tosis over here, the Fayin Chesem and Aleph, Mitzvi Sheni, right? We saw the various questions. I wanted to share the Marasha on the Marama Comments as well. Can you please turn to the Marasha to see what it says here? Very important. Marasha. The second Marasha was so yesterday, according to Rashi, that I quoted to today. The first Marasha. Yesh l'tzmo al devrayim. Tohashta kamin ni lav v'tzloan akos of v'leidah. We haven't gotten to that yet. V'yim kain lo shadinan basar dida. Until you get to the point, to the drasha, which we haven't gotten to yet in the sugya, of atzloan akos of v'leidah, you shouldn't be following the mother. So what's Tos talking about? To Rabbi Yochanan svir le uba lav yarechimo. There are two reasons to follow the mother. The gzeres akos is found only later, and uba yarechimo. And so far we have neither. So why is Tosa saying should follow the mother? What do you find? It's by Hida Hifin Shchadas Muberis, the next sugya, right? And we haven't gotten there yet. So what's Tosa talking about? Yesh Loma, Yesh Liyashe, Rabbi Yochanan, Yilav, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Da Kosev Tlon Beleida, Hainu, very important, very important. The Lo Have Darshinon Minei, Hachmil Soleser Hanekemos. That far we would have not gone. That far we would have not have gone. Umiula Hachmilsa. The Bosa Imi Shadinale, Habadarshinale, Kurum Nasa Nesina. So we knew all along to some extent that a cause of global labor. That's his shot. Comes the Karni Rain with the following story. Well, if you mash a cause of a Ritva, what Ritva? Ritva that I ask you to see. The Ritva throws in a line. And I had questions, is this line literal or not? Very important. B'no sheniu, why? Baser ime shadinale. Okay, that's Rav Dimi. The kosaka daitach, the taima mishem the uba yerechimo, that's beforeish in the Gemara. And he throws in four words. V'ein choshishin lezera ha'av. Rabbah say, who has ever learned the sugya anywhere in Shas, whether choshishin or ein choshishin lezera ha'av? No, don't lie, you're allowed to say you learned it, yeah? Everyone's such a big honor. Yeah?
By Shor Niskal,
you have other places. Wait, you learned it?
No, but what about Rahman Afrika?
That's only in the case where he's Baal Yisrael. That could be a little bit different. Rabosa, it seems to me. So back to Karnei Rain. Karnei Rain quotes its Ritva. Look carefully. The Tama, the Mandama, Ubi Yerech Imo, Shem De Ein Choshen Lezera Hav. He took the Ritva, not only did he take it literally, that it means Ein Choshen Lezera Hav, which is the Machlokes throughout Shas, but he, that's the whole reason of Ubi, that's the whole reason Ubi Yerech Imo, Ein Choshen Lezera Hav. He says, Mandama Ubi Lav Yerech Imo, because Chash Choshen Lezera Hav, a whole Kugel. So Rav Yochanan is a mesufuk u'mesaf lei choshen lezerav in chul and ayin tes. Da-da goes on a whole parade. Lefi ani is daiti. The Ritva never meant it literally. You don't find anywhere, to my knowledge, anywhere in the whole Shas. And you can check me out. I'm both saying, do me a favor. I'm not a bucky b'shas. Look up chayshin lezerav and see where it's found. I never heard of Chashin and Lezera Hav or Nachashin Hav with respect to human beings. The human beings is certainly a relationship to a father in the normal condition. An animal, they made it in the jungle somewhere, nothing, right? But a human being? What are you talking about? A human being? We certainly have this concept of a connection between a father and a child. I thought the Ritva never meant it literally. So the whole pupil of the Karnei Rebbe, he holds this way, holds this way, holds this way, holds this way, within other areas of Choshim thereof, is irrelevant. They just threw in a phrase. Ritva didn't mean it so literally. Again, you'll check it out and you'll see throughout Shas if it really means it. If you want to see Beferish, where we find I can't fault the Karnei Rebbe says it takes it literally, so does the footnote, takes it literally. Take a look at the Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the answer to it for this reason. I put on the Makoros for this reason. I think he draws this distinction between humans and animals, which clearly indicates that you can't compare. That's a different sugya, nothing to do with Ubi Yerachim. It's just some elites in the ritual. Take a look over here. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. It's on page Ayin Beis in our print. I'm not going to read the entire thing. He says, "Yulefi amaskon anami the hadabe, have a matzal mifrach milish the kamer of dimi, etc." Should the behema ein shayach bot sad avus? No fathers. Ulahachi svaru lemishdei basa ime. Aba vlad isha came in the shayach bot sad avus, of course. That line I wanted to show you a bit of Peretz. This is exactly what I think. Hashilin Zerav is only an issue by behemoths, not by humans, and the Ritva didn't mean it literally. Not like the Karnei Rebbe that you see in front of you says. That's what I wanted to suggest. Fine. Now, Rabosai. We mentioned that the already yesterday, the day before, but the Beis Shmuel, the Chelkos Mechokek say that the son of an Ammoni and a Mamzeres. Rabosai, what kind of yichus does he have? Rabosai, I'm asking you. His father's an Ammoni. His mother's a Mamzeres. What is he? Both. The chesroinus of both. Right? Hapogim Shibishnei is both. He's a Nebuch HaRachmanos in this poor kid. They say he's a, what is he? He is a what? Ammoni Mamzer. He has the pogrom of both. That's what the Beis Shmuel and the Chelzong suggest. Nebuch HaRachmanos.
It makes no difference.
Oh, what?
If a Mamzer is allowed to marry Ammoni, that makes no difference.
Whatever it is, you know, on titles, you know. Yamoid, Ha-Ammoni, Ha-Mamzer. Da da da. You know. What can I tell you? It's interesting. I saw in the Masifta that Gemara they suggest that in contrast to this Beis Shmuel, who said the halach achar apogam can be lashon rabim, the pogam of A and the pogam of you have both, he suggests as follows: can there be Rabosai? We saw this already earlier this week. There could be a kohen mamzer. Yes, a kohen mamzer can exist, Rabosai, if it comes not through being the child of a mamzer, but being the product of a Gili Arayas. So we saw Rabbi Chanan says in Kovetz Aris, you can be a Kohen and a mamzer at the same time. Why? Because there's no contradiction. Frektuch the Kasher, why did Rabbi Chanan himself say that the child of a Kohen and a mamzeres is not a Kohen at all? Apparently he holds Havlad Holachachar Pogam means only the Pogam Loshen Yochid. And since the mother is a Mamzeres, you follow the Mamzeres and not the father. He's not a Kohen. An interesting pshat. Rabbi Chanan didn't use those actual words directly. He said that if a Levi Bala Mamzeres, what do you see? Halach Achar Psulo. He says it like this. Vaben Misyaches Achar Imo Velo Achar Aviv. Exactly as we just said. You follow the mother but not the father. You can only follow one. Only follow one. You only follow the pogrom. Levi Bolach also. Then you can have both. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. Interesting. This seems to be against the Beis Shmuel. He writes in the Masifta. Because the Beis Shmuel says you can have both. Right? You can have Amoni Mamzer. So why can't you be a Kohen Mamzer? It's true. Amoni Mamzer is two strikes. And Kohen Mamzer is a ball on a strike. One on one. Whatever. But so what? The principle should be the same. That's what he suggests. The Machloek between Rabbi Chanan on the one hand and the Beis Shmuel on the other. He suggests this. What about our Gemara? Amoni marries a mitzris. What does our Gemara say? We just saw the Gemara. Rabosai. We just saw the Gemara. Only one. That's what you would ask. Only one. How could the Beis Shmuel be right? Our Gemara says, look over here. Our Gemara says, Amoni shenasa mitzris. Right? Izachar havishad yabosra amoni. Why? I'll give him two of that. Yamot, Hamoni, Hamitzri. Well, why not both? Don't you see from this Gemara Mefurish that Rabbi Chanan is right and the Beis Shmuel is wrong? That's a question that he raises. Interesting question. So he quotes from Shmuel Rozovsky again. He's a big Shmuel Rozovsky man in the Masifta. He must look at his throne all the time. Yes?
Either take the worst of the two or take of both.
Exactly. So which one is it? So the Beis Shmuel says you take the worst of both, obviously. Our Gemara says you take the worst of them, but only one. How can they go against the Gemara? So he gives the following answer. He says it depends on the Shem Uma. When it comes to a Shem Uma, there's no, what do they call it? They're accused of being dual nationalities. There's only one nationality. One nationality. Either an American or an Israeli. You can't have two nationalities. You can't have two passports. Some people do. You can't have two passports. Either you have this nationality or that nationality. Therefore, our Gemara says you follow only one of them. You're a pogrom, you're an amoni only. That's in the case of our Gemara. Our Gemara. However, there's only one nationality, amoni. But guess what? Yamod, hamoni, hamamzer. Mamzer is not a nationality. That's a brilliant answer, the Kosher of Shmuel. To answer this kasha, yes.
Can you say that the chiluk is that if it doesn't add on any levels of Isra, that you wouldn't get both names? Like a girl who's a mitzri, so then it doesn't add anything for her to be amoni as well. It doesn't make her any worse. So there's no point.
We'll see later. Then maybe we'll count that. It's a good. You're saying something good. Okay, perhaps. We said before three separate and distinct reasons. Why you don't say Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum when a Mitzri marries a Mitzris, in contrast to Ravina according to the Gra. Right? Is there a Nafkamina or is it Stam Pilpula B'Alma? Comes along the Masifta with Nafkaminas. Nafkaminas? Listen to this one now. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if a Al Gemara, look at the Gemara, I'm going to make one little wrinkle. One wrinkle I'm going to change. The Gemara has the following case. Look. Mitzri Shani Shanasa Mitzris Rishona Benar Shlishi Basadi Day. Why Halacha Achar HaPogum? We have three answers. One of the answers was because here it's not a matter of Pogum, Rabbi Osai. Rather, so let's chazer again. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if there is, we say this is no Avera, Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum. That's what Rashi Sheet is in Kiddush. What happened, Rabbi Osai? Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa, Adomis Rishona. Are you familiar with the Pesukim? A Mitzri Adom is the same thing. Chai V'yese. So according to Sheetus Rashi, No Aveira? So the same way as going to Rabba, we'd say Beno Shlishi. So too in this case would be Beno Shlishi as well. But the Tosfos Yeshorim said, Rabosai, the Hod, the Armin and the Ale, Halacha Psulehem, Hainu Dafka Ba'amoni U'mitzri, Shana Sabas Yisrael, O Yipcho, Abba Ba'am Echod, Lo Ayri Liel. Oh, over here, Rabosai, it's not Am Echod, one is a Mitzri, and one is an Adomis. Wow. Could be an afkamina. But now let's understand. Yes, it's
right. Isn't it right that the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and somebody else on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud is about whether when it's two nations versus one nation, that there's a custom that says that even if it's two nations by Amonis and Bas Yisrael, that it's going to be the blind kashul of Muna.
Could be. But Rabbi Osai, I'm asking the following shaila. We say it as an article of faith, the Mishnah. Kol mokom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, havlad holech achar hapogum. Okay? Why should that be that when it's only when it's an aveira? So on a simple level, we can suggest that when it's an aveira, that overrides the other prevailing rule. What does it say? So therefore, what it comes out? That if there's an Aveira, that overrides the Mishpachosam, Leves Avosa. Rabosai, Ger Shenosu Mamzeres. Ger Shenosu Mamzeres. What's the din? It's a din. Mamzer, why? Why? There's no Aveira. There's no Aveira. So he suggests here in the Masifta Gemara the following answer. When is a Yisrael involved, a Kushi Yisrael, it's a positive din of Kedushas Kol, which goes down from the Mishmachos to the Beis Avosam, you need an Aveira to override it, to follow the mother of the Pagum, not to follow the Beis Avosam. But a Gary suggests, has no positive Kedushas Kol. Wow. It's an interesting Kiddush. Wow. I just thought of something fascinating. Now, according to my answer, that only if it's a Yisrael kosher, then we say there's only one pogrom. Maybe, I don't know if a Gary can be considered a pogrom. I'm not sure if my answer would work for this kasha. But it's an interesting kasha and an interesting answer. Oh. I'm sorry?
Who just said that?
I quoted from the Masifta Gemara. Did he quote from anybody else? I'll open it if you want to tell you in a second. I saw it. He has a whole piece in the back. He has the back called Otsar Iyunim. A whole pages and pages about this rule of Avlad Holech Achar HaPogrom. So it's caught my eye. I'll read it to you. He says like this. I think of Shul Rabzovsky again. Keeps going like Grashar. I assume it's coming from him. Gersh Nosam Amzeres, right? Dafka be Yisrael Shnosam Amzeres Shebazel Lefi Koach Yichusu Abom and Av Yeshu Kedushas Kol. Onu Boim the Achsel the Imo Ham Amzeres Shepost Losam Kedushas Kol. Hare Yesh Pazaf Kol Yichusu Meha Av. Fascinating. Oh. What about Monish and Osir Mitzris? Nolad Zachar. Bevare Yesh Yachzach Ova Monish Ugama Zachar Vigama Pogum. וכשנול דבס הרי אביה היא לא מסייחס שלו רק כלל המוני ולא המונס ובמילה במה שתקבל שם מצוס מאימא אין זה סוס כלל לייחוס אביה ולכן גם בלא אבירה הבלעד הולך אחר הפוגום. Do you follow the pogrom in this case as well? What about in the first case? Well, the pogrom and the fall is the same thing. So it's much easier to follow the pogrom, even though if the pogrom is also happens to be the father. That's what's implicit over here. It's on page Ayin Aleph, if you wanna see. And then he quotes an amazing Shar HaMelech. Who's Mesupuk? What'll happen, Rabosai, if a man... What Masechta learned, Yevamos? Okay, Yevamos, Rabosai. What's the din, Rabosai, if a Mamzeres falls before a brother Malibu? Who knows the din? Chai Velav. What's the din? What's the halacha?
Mutter
Midorais. The Shaila is, Shaila Melech is Mesupuk, a Yevam on the level of the Raisa lives with his sister in laws of Mamzeres and produces a child.
No
Aveira. No Aveira. Is that child halachachar apogum or not? What do you say? What do you say? A little bit. Take a look at the Marsha that I asked you to see in the Chidushi Agodas on Ayin Zayin. I give a look there. Ayin Zayin and the Agodas. It's a very interesting story. You already saw yesterday, there was a tumult in the base of Medrash, time of Boaz. Take a look over here. Look over here, please, look. Look. Everyone see it? It's page Samach Vav in our print. Kach mekublani b'beis dino shel Shmuel Ramosi. Halacha l'moshe misina. The question becomes, do I get his chevra? Choshvu leser amonis mo'avis. V'lo heminu b'kabalosom. They didn't believe the Kabbalah of Shmuel and Avi. Ve'eich choshvu shebo'a ze'ivtzon. Which the Gemara says in Baba Basra. For a shofet call Yisrael kamashanim kimefurish b'kra, v'yech nasa psulei kakol barabim, v'yikach asar anashim. You see, Klara Bosai, that is it's mutter. Yosef is ever safe for Rus, shagoel yeshiv leboaz, pen ashes es nachlasi, pirish rashisham, los es pegam bizarro. Shenema lo yovo amoni mo'avi v'toa ba'amoni lo amonis. Heich melo libo l'dabekem ifnei boaz she'a shofet b'yomov v'wei tira b'fonov b'yom k'nos chesh'es ha'meis k'nisi lo yokem shem ha'meis. What, you don't listen to God of Ador? What's this ploni amoni guy anyway? Gam kosher she'a chosh al pagam zaro v'lom alo chosh al ha'isur lav gufei. What's going on over here? If you hold for love of Abbas, every single beer is going to be usher. This is an amazing pshat, Marsha. Okay, I near it. L'may de maskinim eperaketzal. Earlier, Masech Diyavom, as Rabbi also the Gemara says, back on Avchav from the base. Esei Diyavom, adochalos, I say, v'chai v'lav v'misyav min ha-Torah. Ela da'anan gazvina b'yir rishona da b'yir shniya di osir ba di kvori kaima asay b'yir rishona v'ev shad oz b'yimei boaz adayin lo gozru al kach v'huta lo b'yir rishona b'mitzvah yibum de esi dochalos asay u'kemosh gosim b'farshim di din yibum nogu oz af b'krovim as Rambam writes in Parshas Vayeshev in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Yeah, it's based on a Bereshis Rabbah, tells me the bottom where it's found. V'al Kain, listen to this amazing Marsha. Lo tolo ha-goel es dato de Moabis ha-sura litchos ha-yibum shum isu bia da se de yibum dochalosi de Moabis. Avol tolo ha-dover al-pagam ha-zera dohochan ha-char-psul. A big Talmud Chacham, this Ploni Amoni. He figured it out, this whole Shtigl Marashah, that Esed Ochalosa said. So the Bia itself is Mutan. Boaz is giving him not Machshel him, because Esed Ochalosa said. The problem is going to be, the child is going to be Puzzle. You see clearly, the Marashah held that even though this Bia was Beheter, Esed Ochalosa said, the child will be Puzzle anyway. Right? Anyway, maybe because the Yeshua Veir, which is Nidchel, you said, depends on the nature of Esther Holos, say, that's possible. Okay, Nama Loash says, Ezari, she actually kfam Ishak Sheyam, Ashek and Boaz, Shlo Yoko Shal said, he already had a nice family, Pony Amoni. I should have a kid who's puzzled. Boaz wasn't bothered by that. This is all Pony Amoni's mind. Why? Shlo Hoyolo Bonim, Shemesu Kulam, Beupta de Manoach, Knemim Perakas Tvina, Ashot a Bucket, Bukala Shas, Bubasa Tadiyal. Also Boaz, Yisrael, amazing. Doag got it all figured out with the shtickle Torah of the Marashah. But he's wrong. It's a nice shtickle Torah, but it's wrong. But you see from this Marashah, he holds in the Chakira of the Shara Melech, if a Yavim is born of Yivimto Mamzeres, the child is puzzled. Quite amazing. Now, two more things are about for today's Shir. We have Rabbi Chana. We mentioned it before in Simon. Mem Dalet. Quotes our whole Gemara. Mem Dalet Sivkot and Dalet. What's the din, Rabbi Osai? A Goy and an Amonis. Yisrael Shenasa Amonis. Rabbi Osai, what's the din? I'm asking you. We should say Lo Afke Shlo Yisyaches Achar Oviv Elo Achar Imo Kidei Leposlo. A mitzvah marries an Ammonis. We say what? The child's not an Ammoni, because Ammoni below Ammonis. Ubevadai hu adin Yisrael Shenosa Ammonis Ein Aben Ammoni El Yisrael Kosher the Yisyaches Achar Oviv. What will happen, he says, if this Abra Minochri ain't lo of klal. The Gemara says as follows in Bechoros. Levia, who became pregnant from a goy, the ben is Levi Posel. Levia is this Abra from Yisrael, not a Levi. How can it be? If there's a father of the Shchos of the Ben Savosom. But this Abra Minochri, there is no father. So you're late because of the mother. Here too, Ammonis, who's this Abra Minochri, we should say the Ben is an Ammoni. Even though his mother is kosher, since the Ben is an Ammoni, Upsul Mitzaratzmo, he suggests. So Yisrael, who marries an Ammonis, we should say, Lo, tell us, don't follow the father, follow the mother. In order to puzzle him. He wants to suggest, Lo, Eina kavona shlo yisyachas achar oviv klal, el d'gzeres ha-kosavu, afal gav de misyachas achar oviv, mikomukom psula de'imo chaylo al habein. So this Ammonis in this Abrami Yisrael, kevon de hikshera, gam habein kosher, de misyachas achar oviv. So that's the case of Levi Marz and Mamzeres. It should be a Levi Mamzer. It's against the Tosefta, etc. This is what the Rabbi Chanan is talking about. He's pupilling about this whole discussion. Rabbi Osai. Is this really true? Halacha HaRapogam is kind of a case. Let's say a mitzvah and an amonis. A mitzvah and amonis. He starts off, mitzvah and amonis, ein aben amoni. We just saw the Gemara. Why? The amoni velo amonis. We saw that Gemara. We saw the Gemara. Because there's no din of amonis. It doesn't exist. It's mutter, not a puddle. What will happen if the father's a goy? There's no father whatsoever. He wants to say the following chiddush Rabbi Yosi against Rabbi Chanan or Rabbi Shmuel, say that if the father is a goy and the mother is a ger amonis, Rabbi Chanan says the kid is kosher and Rabbi Shmuel says the kid is posel. How can he be posel? How can he be more posel than his mother? He's a lumbus. The mother gives him his nationality. Right? What's that in the passport? Father, none. You got a Christian, got the passport. Father, none. Whoa. Father, none. Correct? Because there's no relation to father. Mother, Ammonis. You stamp on his passport, what nationality? Ammoni. And once his nationality is Ammoni, he's going to become also lover B'kol. Remarkable. The mother was Mutlava B'kol. You know what we call today? The recessive gene. Well, genetics? The recessive gene. You are an Ammonis. Just, it's not relevant because you're a female. You carry the recessive gene. You know, there are females who carry recessive genes for male diseases. Rahman al-Islam. You all know that. Those are no genetics. And vice versa. That's Rabbi Shmuel learns Pshat, a recessive gene. Now, sounds a little bit Torah Madadik. What is this recessive gene in Halacha? What is going on over here? Recessive gene. I'll ask you. Yeah.
You said that. What about the fact that we say that the daughter of Yisrael and Amonis the black marry a Tommy?
Keep coming back to that Gemara. I have to think about that later. Let me just finish what I want to talk about. Rabbi Osai. What's the question?
What happened if father would convert like in the middle of
that should be irrelevant to the Chor. Rabbo says it's a pasuk in Tav Kuf Samach Beis in the Chinuch. Shelo likro shlom la'amon u'moav. Okay? Listen carefully. Shelo likro likro l'shlom amon u'moav. Okay? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Isur zeh noeg b'scharim shehein b'nei melchama. It applies to men who are b'nei melchama, etc. So the question now is B'nisheya. I'll read it to you. The Chor Efshad the Benoshim Blo Nisrakim Mikal Tehem Lo Osu Anavola Hazos Lokim Belechem V'Mayim Ein Darko Lekadem Im Kein Heim Einon Gam B'Kla Halav Hazeh Ach Kvor Kosafti De'adei Atam HaMitzvah Ein Onu Lichol Nilmo Din. Av zeh lo sidrosh ein mevuah b'torah klal, the reason for it. Umi omer b'sod Hashem b'tam mitzvazu al kein poshen li yizdaiti. Tegam de kevos b'chal isa lav zeh lo sidrosh shlomo b'tovosom. Footnote. B'yureim lehedja b'ne kevos leko le lav zeh. Can you imagine that? Machlokes and Menchas Chinuch and the Urayim. And the Urayim. Lechora, B'nafka, what we said before. Is there a shame Amon Umov on a female? Or not? Recessive gene. And this seems to be this Shaila. Yeah? It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. What will happen if a Mitzri, we said before, if a Mitzri is born a Goya and she's Nisgaira, she Muberes, right? So what's the din? We saw the Menchas Chinuch says one way, but the Chinuch seems to disagree with the Menchas Chinuch on that very point. Fascinating over here in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Gimel. So I want to get to my last point for today. I have 5 minutes to finish this one. That's Rav Moshe. Maybe I should even say it. What's Rav Moshe's yard site is tomorrow. Tonight Rav Moshe's yard site. Yeah. So we'll say it in advance. Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, Godel v'tzadik ador, has a tshuva. In Simon, in Evan Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Yud Alef, which is based on our Gemara. He says a Chiddush Nifla Menor, which we already quoted a few times, but we never quote the right from our Gemara. Rav Moshe Paskins, if a mamzer has a child through artificial insemination, the child is kosher. How can it be? It's so counterintuitive. Look at this right. V'raya miyavamis ayin ches. Rav Moshe, let's open up the Gemara. Ayin ches and alef. See what it says. You have Moshe's right. Ayin ches. Is it tshrichusa? Rabosai, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The itzrich lemichtav lohem bonem ashe yevodu lohem lohem alachach apsula v'itzrich lemichtav lo gabi mamze. Right? Lo yavo lo b'kal Hashem. To tell you again, halacha karapov. Okay. Why? Ik se rachmana hacha. We should debar mitipa psula. That's why you foul the pogum. Avo mamzer debar mitipa ksheira ema lo. You might have thought that if the mamzer marries a kosher Jewish woman, you will not follow the psula of the mamzer, because he's ba mitipa ksheira. Rashi, lo gabe mamzer, lemeimra halacha kapsulo, shimnasa ksheira b'no mamzer. Says Rav Moshe like this. This is what he says. Quotes the Tzrichas. Listen. Av, Rav Moshe writes. We see, Alma de below kor de lo halacha kapsulo, haya havlat kosher. Av shemidin yichus halacha karav. The mishpachos from the base of osam. Alma da psul eino shayach lin a yichus. Vuhu mishum de mitzad a yichus hu ki yisrael, is yisrael kosher. Elohu midin chodosh da havlat nifsal bipsulo of the Bipsula of the Father. It's a different din. It's a new din. This is reminiscent of what I quote you earlier in the footnote on the Ritva. It's not a psul yichus. Mamzer is what he called it, a psul atzmi. So it's a psul atzmi, not a psul yichus. If you would not have the extra word lo, you would not have said alach achar psulo in the case in which the father is a mamzer and the mother is the Yisraelis ksheira. That's what Rav Moshe says. Which he is, Rabbi Hosai. Here's the punchline. A few paragraphs later. I'll call punin. Din zeh sha'alach ha'chapsulo nirishu dafka yaday biya. Kidin mamzem yis'erved lo'k shuz mezera mamzem yabati. As he said before, Arik ederach olam yaday biya. We can add even more than that. Kolmokim sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera. Follow the pogum. We both said it's not avera. It's artificial insemination. I might just give that extra twist. I'm just adding to that. Comes out, Rabosai, amazingly, that a mamzer can have his children become kosher by having his children through artificial insemination. What's the source? Yevomus ayin ches amad aleph. Again, similar to the story we saw in the name of the footnote on the Ritva earlier on in today's shiur. Rabosai, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about Purim today, although we did talk about it on Sunday already. Tomorrow's your last chance to talk about Purim. Tomorrow we're going to start the second segment of the Maamar Makomos, all about intermarriage. What a perfect time, Erev Purim. Purim was the issue of they got together with the Achashverosh and his hordes there. We're talking about the Easter of intermarriage. We'll see you on the Shemaya tomorrow at 11:30.